So it's about 10:30 in the morning. I'm sitting down at my desk getting ready to pay a medical bill for about $3,300. And I'm thinking, you know what? I'm feeling kind of happy. I'm in a playful mood. Let me see if I can get a discount on this baby. Now, 10% discounts are a throwaway. Usually if you call somebody up on the phone and make a reasonable case, and if the bill feels a little old to them, like it's probably over 30 days old, might even be 60 days old. And they'll probably be open to a 10% discount as long as I'm not a complete jerk about this. You know, the rule is never be mean to someone who can hurt you by doing nothing. So the flip side of that is, if they like you, they could probably do a lot for you. So I figured, yeah, $3,300 bill, by spending half an hour on the phone, 10% discount, equates to about $600 an hour. So yeah, I'm gonna work for $600 an hour. So I decided to go ahead and dial these people up, see what they have to say. So I call them up. And of course, I get their phone tree. Chris, this number for that, this number for that, this number for that. And finally, if you owe us money, press this number. It didn't say that exactly. That's pretty much what it meant. So I press that number and it rings through. A young lady on the other end of the phone says, hello, which isn't even, hi, how can I help you? Nothing at all. This is straightforward. Hello? So I'm thinking, all right, so this is a little bit of a tough cookie. But I'm in a playful mood, so I think, the heck with it. Let's have fun with this. And I say, I owe you money. In a very playful, kind of fun, self-effacing way. You know, in a I admit I'm guilty sort of playful and fun tone of voice. She hesitates for a second and she says, you got an identification number? And I go, yeah. She looks it up. She goes, oh, yes, you do. And she's getting a little playful, not herself. And I go, look, I need to pay you guys before you come to my house and drag me out of my house. And she starts to laugh. She says, yeah, we will do that. And I say, if I pay the whole thing now, what kind of a discount can I get? She says, let me check. Again, you know, her tone of voice is, she's working with me. She's not fighting me. So I hear her talking a little bit away from the phone. And then I hear $700 in the background. So I think, all right, awesome. I was hoping for 10%. It sounds like it's going to be 20%. Kind of holding my breath. She comes back on the line and she says, $700. Now I'm shocked. I'm like, whoa, I was looking for 10% and this looks to be like 20%. So to confirm, I say, $700 off? She says, no, we'll settle the whole thing for $700. Now I gotta tell you, I am gobsmacked by this response. I can't pay this baby fast enough. I'm really kind to her on the phone. I tell her I appreciate it. I give her my credit card number and we settle that thing on the spot. She sends me an email invoice showing the whole amount has been paid. Now let's dig into this a little bit as to why this worked out and as to why it was my advantage. The two things here I'd like to point out that were critical elements of why this worked. Number one, I was in a playful mood. You're 31% smarter if you're in a positive frame of mind. Being positive and playful makes you more adept, makes you quicker to understand, makes it easier for you to say the right things in the moment. Now, being playful, the empathy that I need to tap into comes from me asking myself, what are these people thinking in their head? What is a voice in their head saying to them about me or the situation? If I call in and I get the collections people, which are not the customer service people, completely different animal, they get no shortage of complaints, attacks, arguments, excuses. The person on the other side of this call is hurt at all. She's thinking, you owe us money. So I'm hitting her with what are probably the exact words that she's saying in her head to counter any sort of argument I might come up with on a debt. She's thinking that I knowingly entered into this because I agreed to receive medical service. So I'm going to say what's on her mind, what she would say about me, even against me. And I'm going to put it in a really playful mood so that I'm not making excuses. My tone of voice is not indicating to her that I'm whining, complaining, excusing, or attacking in any way, shape, or form. I'm being playful about this. This is self-effacing humor. This is tactical empathy at its best. You're in a playful mood, your tone of voice is landing properly, your words are landing. Next, green light time. What's green light? Green light is a law enforcement term that tells a SWAT team when it's okay for the sniper to pull the trigger. Well, green light is also when it's okay for you to make your ask, for you to pull the trigger. Now, what's the optimum time to create green light moments? Well, in point of fact, it's mid-morning, usually 10-ish in the morning. Depending upon your day, that's probably when you're at your sharpest. And I happened to have all this occur to me to do at about 10:30 in the morning. I've still got a lot of mental gas in the tank. I'm fully caffeinated. I haven't been burned out by the day. I'm naturally more inclined to be in a good mood. Now, as it turns out, the other person I'm calling on the other end of the phone is in the same time zone. And as it turns out, there's a pretty good chance this person is in green light time also. When she hasn't been worn out by the day, most likely, it's not a guarantee. We're talking about things that highly correlate with success. It's a pretty good chance that the person on the other end of the phone is in their optimum, receptive, collaborative time frame as well, if I come in with the right approach. Now, I get her on the phone, and it isn't, "Hi, how may I help you?" It's just a simple hello, which tells me this person is kind of tired of debtors calling in and making excuses. So when I hit her with a positive tone of voice, playful tone of voice, and she catches it in response, she comes back with, "Yes, you do." So now I'm on pretty firm ground, and I'm probably in a good position, probably finding myself in the midst of a green light moment. But I'm not stopping there. I gotta create some more imagery in her head. I gotta take any possible threat I may seem to manifest out of her mind. And what in fact really happens with debtors? If it gets bad enough, yeah, they send a sheriff to your house to take you out of your house. I need to go all the way there and laugh about that possibility with her. So I say, "I gotta pay this thing before you guys come and drag me out of my house." If she's in debt collection, she probably has had it go to that. And she laughs about this with me. "Yeah, because we will do that." And we are aligned laughing together about the same thing. I'm not making any excuses, and I've got her in a playful tone of voice also, which is completely going to impact when she turns around to whoever she works for and pitches it. Is her tone of voice gonna say, "This guy's a jerk and he's whining, complaining on the phone"? Or is she going to be positive in the approach to the person she works for? Now, last, she throws a discount at me that I cannot believe. And I actually give her an excuse for it to be a $700 discount instead of $700 to settle the whole bill. I go back to her to confirm it because I think it's 20% off. In point of fact, it's basically 80% off, which I haven't realized yet. And I say, "$700 off?" And she says, "No, $700 to settle the whole thing." She's not looking to cut my throat. She's not looking to gain some advantage because of my approach. My application is with empathy and a playful tone of voice. And we settle it. So this is a combination of the playful tone of voice and the advantages it gives you, plus how much better you feel if you're in a playful mood, combined with, is it green light time? And even if it's not, can I create the green light moments so that I have the opportunity to pull the trigger and make my ask? Can you create the green light moments so that you have the opportunity to pull the trigger and make your ask? And have it turn out the maximum way it possibly can. The best chance of success. Create green light moments to make your ask.